What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, look, everybody is so excited that we are out at training camp. It's the start of football season. And Raheem Morris kind of echoed that sentiment. He said he can feel the hunger from this team.
You can already see it. You can already feel it within the weight room. You can feel it in the meeting rooms, the excitement, the enthusiasm. You can feel it from the coaching staff, particularly the new coaching staff that's been involved with everything. And then, like, it goes to the field. You know, like, I think the offense talked about it a little bit. It's kind of like a little bit of a corny rah-rah. But it becomes authentic. It becomes who they are. It becomes what they become. It becomes, like, contagious throughout the building. And you got to love it. And, like, I can already feel that edge. I can already feel that, you know, that want to. I can already feel that hunger, that desire, that obsession to go out there and be the best version of themselves.
Would I be wrong, Bo? And I'm curious to get your take on this. I think that what he's talking about is actually Raheem's best asset as an NFL head coach. I think his ability to get players to play with an energetic, you know, that level of energy that you don't always see from every team. Now, granted, it helps, you know, last year you're still in the playoff hunt all the way up until the final week of the season. But I'm looking in the weight room right now, and I know exactly what he's talking about. Guys are bouncing around. There's music playing. There's heads bobbing. And you are starting to get into the dog days of camp. And I think the energy that Raheem Morris brings to a team, that kind of charisma that he kind of brings about in his players, I think that's actually maybe his best asset as an NFL head coach.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think he is I think he's still good, very good with some of the X's and O's stuff and the technicality stuff. But probably I know that there's a big issue in the city, which rightfully so, with his time management, which, look, that's what happens. But I don't disagree. Guys like Raheem is a guy that you want to go to fight. You want to go fight for. You want to go battle for. And it's not much different in that aspect than Dan Quinn. The thing I would say, though, that Raheem, I think, and I don't know about this version of Dan Quinn in Washington, and obviously time will tell with that, but one of the things I know about is when DQ was let go in the middle of the season, that Ra did, was Ra added some accountability that had been missing from the building. And I know that firsthand. I know that for a fact. And that was one of the things that kind of fell as the regime went on with Dan. And I think that is you add that in, and that would make your statement true, right? The fact that he can have the rah-rah stuff, I should say, because rah is his nickname. and you know, the energy and everything, but still have a level of accountability that you're held to, because a lot of times that gets lost. That's one of the things I feel like that's made Pete Carroll such a good coach, is Pete Carroll is a guy that brings energy. I mean, look how he chews his gum. I mean, you know, the guy's like 80 years old. He's walking up and down the sideline with this high energy. He has a high level of an X and O's, but he also brings a level of accountability there as well, and that can't be lost on those kind of thoughts.
I think it kind of goes back to the conversations you and I were having during the hiring process. And when you interview a Bobby Slowick or, you know, some of the other offensive coordinators, the play callers, you know, that were involved in the hiring process, it's like I don't want to hire a play caller that is going to get this job because he's a good play caller and then have him just be a CEO and kind of overlook everything. You know what I mean? But with Raheem having spent time on the offensive side of the ball and obviously being a successful defensive coordinator and having time spent as a head coach, he is the CEO style, and I'm fine with that, right? I like that about Raheem Morris as long as he continues to bring the energy, the accountability you talked about, and he's one of those guys that can continue to get his players to play with an energy level.
If you're going to be a play caller, though, you have to be these guys end up being micromanagers, but you have to be willing to micromanage only on your side of the ball and have an understanding of letting other guys do. That's one thing I give Kyle Shanahan a ton of credit for. He goes and hires guys that fit, that he trusts, or he sees a system that's probably he likes or it's hard to go against, and he stays out of it. That's what Dan did when he hired Kyle Shanahan when we went to the Super Bowl that year. It was two years since Kyle was here. He let Kyle do his own thing over there, right? Because that was hard offense for him to prepare for as a defensive coordinator. You know, but there's just very few guys that can manage a team and one side of the ball completely at the same time.
Yep.
And that's why the Sean McVays and Kyle Shanahan, they don't grow on trees. DeMeco Ryans, these guys don't grow on trees.
Well, and Raheem actually talked about this exactly the other day, to Mike's point about Raheem running things like a CEO. He talked about the fact that he doesn't force an identity on the team. They make it themselves.
The identity thing, right? It's easy for me to get up here and talk tough and then tell you what we're going to do. Ooh, right? The reality happens out there, right? That's where the reality happens. So, like, for me, like, when you talk about identity, you should be able to come out and tell me what it looks like when we after the day and what it feels like and how intense it was. Like, I know we all appreciated I know you guys all appreciated the dust-ups, the fights, right? It's like, the Falcons are really going. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, you really get it, like, when you're going, right? Like the fight thing is, like, things you want to be able to avoid while getting that physicality ramped up to a different level, and that's what you want to see happen today.
Identity is everything. It's everything in the NFL. And you hear him kind of alluding to that, man, because everybody's good. Everybody's athletic. Can you get these guys to continue to play up to a certain standard, to a level? The best teams in the NFL have an identity. We know what they are, right? We can talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. That's their identity. Chris Jones on the defensive line, right? We talk about the Eagles. We talk about the run game. We talk about the offensive front. You know, that's their identity. The best teams in the NFL have that identity and continue to play to a standard.
You're naming players, like when you name the Chiefs. What is their identity, though? Like, I feel like identity is a style of play of a team. Like, you know, we were a I feel like as far as identity, I would want my team to be a disciplined team that plays with aggressiveness, something along those lines. I think that's what a lot of people think of when they hear identity. I think it's fair to say that with the Chiefs, right? Because they're kind of star driven. But what is the Steelers' identity? Because they've kind of gone flip and flopping with the guys.
I don't think they have one.
Well, I think that their identity the last 5 years has been a defensive team that does just enough. They're a defensive led team, so they're kind of more of that old school. A team that's going to lead with defense and kind of be aggressive that way.
I would volley that back at you and say they're a TJ Watt identity team. I mean, that's exactly what I would do.
That's great, but when I think people talk about the Steelers, they look at Mike Tomlin's identity. They look at Mike Tomlin, you know, see the guy figure that's to the point, no BS, and wears sunglasses. That's their identity. I mean, you know, and. You see what I'm saying, though? Like,
I mean, I understand where you're going. I just don't necessarily agree with it because, in my eyes, those identities you're talking about are player driven. You talk about, okay, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks defense from when they were in their kind of dynasty 10 years ago. Who are we talking about? Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor. You know, I mean, like Richard Sherman. Those guys create that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Okay, what was the Titans team that was able to go, what, to the AFC Championship, maybe once, and then they had a deeper run?
Steve McNair.
No, I'm talking about the Derrick Henry teams with Mike Vrabel.
Okay.
That team was more known about, to me, ground and pound and play defense, which is really what the Steelers, I think, have always wanted to do still, than just Derrick Henry. I mean, you probably couldn't name a player. I could name one player on that defense of that Titans team, and they were a team that played a lot of defense. Mike Vrabel's Concar. Harold Landry is the only player I can really remember off that defense.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Staying on this theme of identity, energy, kind of the headspace of the team, real quick, I want to play Michael Penix talking about what the valuable traits for a captain are.
You got to communicate. You got to be smart because, obviously, he makes a lot of the calls up front. You know, they all make calls, but like I said, everything starts with him. You know, sometimes I get to the line and, you know, the rest of the line, like, what's the play on? And it was like, it's on one. You know, it's just always – but at the same time, he's thinking about all these other things and, you know, still being demanding up there. It's been great, you know, but that, you know, just communicating, you know, a leader, you know, tough and, you know, obviously consistent, you know. Consistency is the biggest thing.
I would add in a word that I feel like is kind of all-encompassing with what he just said. That's accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Right, accountability. And that's what he's talking about. I need to know, especially if you're a quarterback, I've got to know what everybody else is doing and some. I've got to give them the caveats of their position, and maybe not so much offensive line, but you talk about the cadence and things like that the quarterback does help with. I think that's kind of what he's pointing to.
Yeah, and I feel like he was alluding to Ryan Newsel a little bit in that cut and some leadership that he's having to do along the line. Mike can talk about this way better than me. I don't know very much about offensive line play other than what people have taught me, but, you know, probably Mike, to me, one of the biggest things that no one talked about with Newsel is his that's a golf cart wreck. Is the fact of his leadership and his intelligence up there and being able to see things and being on the same page and being that leader to the other four offensive linemen. Everybody talked about, is he big enough? Is he this? Is he that? Is he good enough? I mean, I think just from a guy that doesn't know the game as much, doesn't he have to be smart enough? Doesn't he have to be kind of see these things and recognize and be able to lead those other guys?
Allie, the rule of thumb in football is the closer you are to the ball at the snap, mm-hmm. the smarter you have to be. And there's only one player holding the ball at the snap, and that's the center. And that'll be Ryan Newsel for the Falcons this year. So, yeah, he's got to be a cerebral player. And I think that you hear that come out from all the other players that talk about him, just how valuable he is.
Well, it's exciting to hear, you know, Raheem and Michael Penix talk about this team, but we're so excited to see them on the field today. Another padded practice today, and I see people already lining up to get into Falcons training camp. If you're coming out here today, make sure to stop by and say hi. Coming up next on the show, we're going to go in the huddle. Colton Miller got his deal with the Raiders. We'll break that down next with the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.